Nolan, any issues with what's going on at one winning drive here through the first week of training camp?
Well, other than you jinxing their injury luck.
Hey, but Bateman was back yesterday. Armour Davis, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, what's going on with that, by the way?
Armour Davis, I mean, you could set your watch to him.
You know what's funny is nobody even asked about him.
Yeah, because he's lower body injury or soft tissue.
Soft tissue.
Ah, man. Yeah, that was kind of you, because you had already gone out to the training camp, and I'm like, hey, the good thing about camp is we're not hearing about people missing practice. And then Bateman was sick. Alexander had the knee drain, but he was back yesterday.
Yes, he was.
And then Armour Davis got hurt literally that day at practice.
Well, maybe when I go out there today, Bob, I'll text you and say five is out there, which is Armour Davis.
Yeah, and that'll be good to see. But, you know, we're 7 days away from the preseason opener. Likely's injury, and Vinny said, you know, pump the brakes, nothing to see here. But he's going to miss the rest of training camp, and who knows how much he would have played in the preseason anyway. But he's an integral part of an offense that we think is going to be one of the best in the National Football League.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have played a snap in a preseason, Bob, but those two game, you know, two practices against Indy and Washington would have been big for him.
Right, yeah, you want the reps, obviously, but the first thing I thought of as soon as the injury happened was, besides obviously, you know, oh crap, you know, how long could he possibly be out? The other thing that immediately came to mind is all those people calling for Mark Andrews to be traded. Just get rid of him. Oh, yeah. We don't need him. We've got Likely. This is what happens. Take the depth when you have it. All right? There was a bunch of different factors in the Mark Andrews conversation, a lot of reasons why he didn't end up getting moved. But to me, you've seen Andrews get hurt in the past. And having Isaiah Likely was a godsend and helped save this offense. So it goes both ways, right? Having both of them on the field at the same time would be huge for the Ravens. But the fact that you can at least have one of them keeps everything afloat. I'm disappointed for Likely. And if he did miss regular season time, I'd be even more disappointed. But I have no concerns over how this impacts the team itself or their chance to win games right now.
You know what, Nolan? That's a good point. Because if they would have traded Andrews, all right, the drop-off between, let's say, having Andrews with Likely out compared to Charlie Kohler, that is huge.
Well, they'd probably be scrambling to find somebody that's available.
Yeah, because I'm not big on anybody that else is out there, you know, on their roster. But yeah, Charlie Kohler's a different, you know, where Charlie Kohler's 6'7" and he's a long, he's not sudden in anything he does, which, you know, Likely is sudden, and Likely and Andrews is really good at running down the field, catching those back shoulder ones down the middle of the field and stuff. So yeah, it would have been, and maybe, you know what, with that, if that would have been the case, maybe then they're playing, you know, D-Hop is playing more because, you know, you're not going to play, I'd rather play D-Hop than play Kohler.
Yeah, fair point.
Does it maybe give Tez Walker a little more?
No doubt.
Run?
In my mind, it would have, you know, if Andrews wasn't there and Likely's out, absolutely. And maybe for the first game, okay, we're going in, we're playing four wides, and that's what we're doing. And, you know, we're not playing two tights other than maybe some run stuff with Kohler.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Pit. We'll come back. News from the Nest here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Good to hear from some participants out there at One Winning Drive. Chuck Smith's always fun to listen to. Mike Green got a lot of expectations for him. John Harbaugh as well. And Lamar was on NFL Network, had some things to say. Jim Hunter joining us at 12:30 to talk about the Orioles finale against the Blue Jays coming up. Trade deadline tomorrow at 6. But in between, buy or sell. Hopefully we're counting some dough.